What not to do? Acting like a deprogrammer or amateur investigator when someone has been shaped by Scientology, high-control spiritual systems, intense self-improvement movements, or secretive authority structures, Christian leaders must be especially careful. This is not the moment to act like a detective, interrogator, therapist, cult expert, or rescuer. It may be tempting to ask dramatic questions. Were you brainwashed? Did they control you? What secrets did they tell you? Did they take your money? Are you trying to escape? But those questions can create fear, shame, defensiveness, or emotional shutdown. A ministry leader's role is different. Your role is to offer calm presence, careful listening, truthful Christian hope, and appropriate referral when needed. Do not make the person's story feel like content for your curiosity. Many people involved in high-pressure spiritual systems already know what it feels like to be evaluated, corrected, ranked, pressured, or exposed. If a Christian leader becomes intense, demanding, or intrusive, the person may experience the conversation as another form of control. Instead, slow down. You might say, "You do not have to share anything you are not ready to share." Or, "I am here to listen, not pressure you." Or, "Would it be okay if I ask what kind of support would feel safe right now?" Notice the word safe. In these conversations, safety is not only physical. It can be emotional, relational, spiritual, and practical. A person may fear losing family, community, status, income, privacy, or a sense of identity. That does not mean the Christian leader hides the truth. It means truth is offered with wisdom, timing, and love. What should you avoid? Avoid sensationalizing. Avoid making the person relive painful experiences. Avoid diagnosing trauma. Avoid promising absolute secrecy. Avoid telling someone to suddenly cut off relationships without safety planning and wise counsel. Avoid taking on a role you are not trained or authorized to carry. If there is abuse, coercion, threat, exploitation, self-harm concern, danger to a minor, or credible risk of violence, follow ministry policy and local reporting requirements. Do not handle serious safety matters alone. A Christian witness is not weak because it is gentle. Jesus is full of grace and truth. He sees the person beneath the system. He knows the memories, fears, hopes, and wounds that may be hidden. The gospel does not require us to manipulate people out of manipulation. It calls us to bear witness to the one who sets captives free. So do not act like a deprogrammer or amateur investigator. Be steady, be humble, be clear, be safe, be faithful.